We invite you to stay tuned now for a biblical view of Christian education with Dr. Douglas Wilson, the Dean of the School of Christian Education at Foundations Bible College and Theological Seminary and the Principal of Foundations Christian Academy. Dr. Wilson will be dealing with an appropriate topic in the area of Christian education and contemporary trends in education.
My heart is drawn today to a passage of Scripture in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6, and a theme that occurs in a number of verses throughout this chapter. Matthew chapter 6, verse 3, "But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth." Verse 6, "But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet." Verse 7, "But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions." Verse 8, "Be not ye therefore like unto them." Verse 17, "But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thine head and wash thy face." Verse 33, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." The theme that my heart is drawn to within these verses is the theme of the contrast that the Lord Jesus Christ spoke to his disciples regarding what the differences should be between their own lives and the lives of the non-Christian, as well as what the contrast should be between their own lives and the lives of those who profess to be religious or Christian, yet in reality are not. It was in the early period of New Testament church history that one of the primary enemies of God's people was paganism. This paganism that was prevalent in the early New Testament church was a problem not only outside of the church, but it became increasingly a problem from within the church as well. And it was early in the history of the New Testament church that the need was recognized for some type of formal training for new Christians. The most prominent vehicles for achieving this formal training are found in what we know as the catechetical or catechumenal schools of early church history. The teachers in these schools were known as catechists, and the students were known as catechumens. The instruction given in the catechetical schools of the early church was elementary Christian instruction in matters of biblical truth, usually given prior to the baptism of the catechumen. But what I would like to observe today with regard to these catechetical schools that were begun around the 3rd and 4th centuries A.D. were the reasons why they were started in the first place. Again, one of the primary enemies of the early church was paganism. And it was the rising of the enemy of paganism and its effects on the church that prompted the birth for these catechetical schools. I want to notice today three specific reasons why these catechetical schools were begun. There was, number one, the need of maintaining the distinctiveness of the Christian faith and the Christian lifestyle amidst an increasingly aggressive paganism. The need of maintaining the distinctiveness of the Christian faith and Christian practice amidst the aggressiveness of a pagan world. That was one of the reasons why the catechetical schools were begun. As believers multiplied, the contrast between them and non-Christians became more and more marked. Opposition, scorn, and persecution became more bold and more bitter against God's people. We must understand when we read an incident like this historically regarding the church. We must remind ourselves that contrast always brings opposition. The contrast between the Christian and the non-Christian, or the contrast between the genuine Christian and the professing Christian. It always brings opposition. And we must remind ourselves as well, living in these last days, that that is one of the primary reasons why scriptural separation is such a hated doctrine. It's a hated doctrine because it points up the contrast between the true and the false, between the genuine and the non-genuine. And it's also why accommodation to the age and accommodation to the apostasy is so prevalent. Because when the contrast between the Christian and the non-Christian, or the contrast between the Christian and the world, or the Christian and the pagan, when it becomes evident and the opposition arises, so often the tendency is, rather than preserving the contrast, the tendency is to try to diminish the contrast. And that usually is done by accommodating biblical truth by way of compromise to the philosophies and ideas of the age and of the apostasy. It's also why preaching and teaching on the Christian life is so neglected and despised in our time. But we must make absolutely clear in this broadcast today that if we as Christians ever eliminate that contrast, if we ever eliminate the contrast between that which is biblically true and that which is false, that which is Christian and that which is identified with the world, if we ever eliminate that contrast, we will have created another gospel. And that is exactly what neo-evangelicalism has been doing now for decades. But when these catechetical schools were begun, they were begun with the hope not of eliminating the contrast or reducing it or downplaying the contrast, but they were endeavoring to preserve it and to maintain it by way of the formation of these schools in which Christians could receive better training in biblical truth. But a second reason why these catechetical schools were begun was the need for a more able defense of the Christian faith. That was also a motivating factor in the establishment of these schools. Christians were compelled to set forth and to defend their beliefs more clearly. They had to be able to meet and answer keen and persistent questions. And so, the necessity of clear, systematic, organized teaching demanded that these catechetical schools equip young Christians with knowledge and insight of biblical truth so that truth could be proclaimed and defended. But then a third reason why these catechetical schools were begun. This third factor in establishing these schools came because of an attack on the Christian faith, not from without, but from within. There was, as we've already observed, the problem of an increasingly aggressive paganism that was attacking the integrity of the church from without. But there was also an increasingly evident paganism creeping into the lives of many of these early Christians. And churches discovered that many who had become members were still continuing their former immoral practices. That's an important observation regarding the motive behind the formation of the catechetical schools. You see, it was not just doctrine that was the problem. It was not just philosophy that was the problem. It was lifestyle and the practice of the Christian life that was eroding in its biblical understanding. That was the problem, at least in part, that prompted the formation of these schools as well. And it therefore became necessary in the early church to place all new converts upon a period of probation before finally receiving them into full membership. And furthermore, a system of instruction was instituted to train all new converts in a greater understanding of biblical truth. And all of this is quite a contrast to the way such problems of creeping paganism or a creeping worldliness are handled within the professing Christian church of our own time. And more often than not, rather than the problems being handled, rather than them being addressed biblically, they simply are ignored. But do you see with me today? These catechetical schools were begun with a noble purpose. And they were begun with a purpose very similar to the purpose that was tied in with the birth of the modern Christian school movement in the 20th century. Yes, the Christian school movement was begun for these same three basic reasons why the catechetical schools were begun. The need of maintaining the distinctiveness of the Christian faith and lifestyle amidst aggressive paganism. Yes, Christians were concerned about the influence of the public school system upon their children, upon their homes. There was the desire as well for a more able defense of the Christian faith in the birth of Christian schools. It was the hope in the beginning of the Christian school movement for the schools to give birth to preachers and Christian teachers and those who would perpetuate with strength and clarity of heart and life the truth that they had been taught. And there was a third concern as well, and that was the problem of worldliness that was appearing more and more within the church and within Christian homes. And so the Christian schools were begun with the hope of solving the problem biblically of the worldliness that was beginning to be more and more evident within Christian homes and churches. I make all these observations today because sadly, it seems that the Christian school movement of our time, and particularly within fundamentalism, has all but given up on those three precious principles on which it was founded. And all this leads back to this passage of Scripture that we read from Matthew 6 that speaks, just as one example of so many passages of Scripture that we read in the Bible, but it speaks so clearly to the need of the contrast between the Christian and the world, the contrast between the genuine and the false, the contrast between truth and error. I fear that so many fundamental Christian schools have given up the battle in the maintaining, biblically, of the contrast within the lives of their students. But we must make clear today, dear listener, that if we in our Christian homes, if we in our Christian schools, if we in fundamental churches ever give up the contrast, the purpose for the existence of Christian schools ceases. The purpose biblically for our existence ceases. Oh, may God help us in these days that are so treacherous, so given to accommodation and compromise. May God help us in our Christian homes and in our Christian schools by the grace of God to maintain that contrast between the true and the false, that we might keep ourselves in a position where we can be used of God and not become another castaway in these last days.
Thank you for joining us today for A Biblical View of Christian Education with Dr. Douglas Wilson, the Dean of the School of Christian Education at Foundations Bible College and Theological Seminary, and the Principal of Foundations Christian Academy. We invite you to tune in next time when Dr. Wilson will once again deal with an appropriate topic in the area of Christian education and contemporary trends in education.